Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update.
Money FM 89.3. You know, these days we're so reliant on our mobile devices. We use our mobile phones for work-related tasks like emails, setting up calendar invites for meetings, and of course personal activities such as making dinner reservations or even shopping online. Because we do so much on our mobile devices, maintaining battery life throughout the day is crucial. And as technology continues to develop, convenience has become a key factor in many people's lives. And many of us use wireless chargers, doing away with cumbersome cables and chargers in exchange for a seamless and convenient charging experience. Now, imagine wireless charging in an industrial setting. Modern wireless charging systems with increased efficiency and cost-optimized components are proving to be a game-changer in sectors like manufacturing. Not only are wireless charging systems becoming smarter, with the ability to prioritize and optimize power distribution among multiple devices based on their charging needs and usage patterns, there are now solutions being designed to seamlessly integrate with renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power, promoting sustainability and reducing reliance on traditional power grids. As industries embrace automation and green energy solutions, the demand for efficient and scalable charging systems has never been greater. From electric vehicles to industrial robotics, wireless charging is offering unprecedented flexibility and sustainability. On Industry Insight, I'm so excited to have someone from a leading provider of high-power wireless charging solutions on the show to tell us more about this dynamic and rapidly growing sector. Dr. Chee Fung Tong, founder and CEO of X Energy, a multinational corporation headquartered in Singapore focusing on power solutions, joins us now. Dr. Tong, welcome to Money FM 89.3. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, your company, X Energy, is in the business of high-powered contactless wireless charging technology for automated vehicles, automated mobile robots, and electric vehicles. And I've heard that you recently secured a significant investment from Wuri Venture Partners, which is a South Korea-based venture capital fund. So first off, before we get into the latest trends in wireless charging, perhaps you can introduce your company to us and how X Energy came to be.
Yeah, so we are a bunch of starting from NTU. So we have lots of tools and toys that we have around that we imagine how we can actually improve our day-to-day lives. So 2017, me and my partner, Dr. Hu, look at this technology, which is a contactless charger. Imagine if you can actually charge things without having cables. How would it change the world? So we look into many, many applications. And then one of the key applications that we see is that, moving forwards with electric vehicles and also robots, it's going to need a way to charge. So I think that's where we have our dreams to bring this technology out from NTU and make it into a company. We know it's going to be a tough road. So it takes a while, it takes a year for us to prepare everything before we actually incorporate the company.
So the very first application, what was it designed for?
Well, in the beginning, I think this technology was imagined by Tesla, the Tesla scientist, not the Tesla car, about 100 years ago.
Nikola Tesla.
That we can actually transfer energy without any cables efficiently. But it's only about 15 years ago people managed to do that. This is very slightly different from the one that we see on the mobile phone, where it's still pretty much contact-based. Mm. When you have contactless, you actually can remove the need to have accurate docking. So this is actually very important when we look into autonomous driving, for example. You know, as of today, I think autonomous driving is already here. You can see, so many companies are providing, level 4 autonomous driving. But imagine if a car can park by itself, drive by itself, you're not going to have a human to actually plug in the cable anymore. It makes no sense at all. But 2017, 2018, when we look at that, there's no autonomous car driving the road. So we look into deeper into the application and realize that there's a growing need, which is a smaller EV, what we call a mobile robot, running in factory and logistics centers. It's exactly like an EV. It's just that it doesn't run on the road, it runs on a warehouse that requires auto-docking. So we think that if it needs the auto-docking, which means the cable become obsolete. So what we see now, there are two trends that's going forward. One is that the autonomous robots are growing even bigger in a more amount of numbers in logistics centers and hospitals and airports and manufacturing grounds, where the robots need to go back and get the juice and power by itself that doesn't require cable. And then we also see that an autonomous car is coming on the road. So when it comes on the road, you know, robo-taxi, you know, your self-driving car, it should be able to find their own parking lots. So with that, you are not going to have humans standing there plucking the cable. So what we see is that in future, the wide charging for mobile autonomous will be obsolete.
Okay. So your product portfolio includes, I would say, pioneering solutions tailored for both robots and vehicles. Just to give us a sense of how powerful your wireless charging technology is, you know, for context, our wireless chargers for mobile phones is about, what, up to 15 watts?
Yeah.
So how powerful is your solution?
Well, yeah, so a minimum entry level for mobile robots and electric vehicles is at least 200 times bigger in terms of power charging than a mobile phone. Imagine if you have, you know, you want to charge your, imagine charging your 200 mobile phones together at the same time. This is how powerful it is to charge a vehicle, at least the minimum speed.
Wow.
Yeah, we have delivered up to 22 kilowatt, which is at least a few thousand times more powerful than a mobile phone. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So, Dr. Tong, maybe you could give us an idea of some of the key drivers for growth in this sector.
Well, I think it's interesting to see. I think we live in a world where we start to see automation becomes part of our lives. You know, when we can see, you know, the vacuum cleaner running our home is autonomous. But at the back, when we buy a parcel, that parcel, I'm very sure it goes through some autonomous robots. So I I see growth, we see growth in the automation world where your logistics parcel will be delivered partially through mobile robots until it's delivered to you by a human now. I do believe that will be a robot in future. If you go a little bit further, then you can see that even the hospitals, the airports, if you go to Changi Airport right now, you will probably see, you know, mobile robots, cleaning robots that is using our charger. Mm-hmm. And if you go a little bit, even slightly 2 years from now, you'll probably see autonomous car driving on the road. LTA just approved the licenses for autonomous cars to be driven by itself on the road as a trial. I mean, all these, what we call autonomous cars, requires a way to charge by itself. So I think that's where it comes in.
Okay. And I understand that X Energy's proprietary technology, there are several advantages to your technology. Perhaps you could share those with us as well.
Yeah, I think we are a bunch of nurses. In the beginning, we are very, very focused on making sure that this product is cost effective. I think this was something that we learned from the beginning, that if you want to have this product on the ground, we need it to be very cost-effective. The second one, it needs to be fast charging. I think this is something that a lot of people don't get it right yet. If you don't have this fast charging, that means the expensive mobile robots that you bought for your logistics sensors will be sitting there charging all the time. And then the third one is the density of the charger. That means how can you get it as small as possible, as tiny as possible, so that it can fit into all the robots as easy as possible.
Okay, but seamless deployment, especially in various, you know, real-world scenarios, also means interoperability, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
is that something that is a challenge?
Yes, it is. So in 2019, the year after we incorporated, we start to speak with the hospitals, and then they told us that they have four types of robots running on the ground, and all of them are using different type of chargers.
Oh.
So this is not going to work. As COVID happens a year later in 2020, they realize they need to bring in even more models of robots that use different kind of charger. So this takes up a lot of real estate space from the hospitals. They can't maneuver it anymore. So they talk to us, and then we realize that, you know, we can help that. Besides allowing a very small charger space, you know, the charger density, the charger size, we can also make it interoperable, which means one charger can charge all kinds of robots. It seems quite simple nowadays when you have only Android and Apple charger. Even Apple is going to, but this was driven mainly by the consumer and the law. But for robots, this has to be driven. There's no technology that allows it to be done easily now. So we came up with what we call the interoperable charger, where it can charge all kinds of robots with all kind of voltages and all kind of batteries, because bed robots come in different shapes and size. Unlike mobile phones, it's not now all the shapes of a palm, but robots can go up to carrying a few tons to carrying a few documents, and their space are limited. Their energy source, which means the battery that's sitting inside the robots, is all different. So we must be able to program the charging curves to allow all these robots to charge from the same station.
Okay, I just can't help but ask, is this a proudly made in Singapore technology?
I think we are definitely the first one to be shown to the world that we can do this with five different kind of robots.
Amazing. You know, I know that from doing some research on X Energy that you've got a team of experts from top tier companies, semiconductor companies, HP, Porsche. And of course, this sector is driven by technological advancements in hardware, software and digital infrastructure. Could you perhaps talk a bit more about what goes behind this technology? I'm sure security, data, AI all come into play.
Yes. So I think in the beginning, in the lab, all we need to do is to prove that the energy can be transferred through air efficiently. But that's not all. Because then you have to productize it, where we need experts from industry to jump in to make sure that this product can fit into a robot. That's number one. Pass all the certifications so that it can be safe to be used. And also the software and the hardware handshake. That means, for example, if we have Android and we don't have a smartphone, then it doesn't work as well. So the hardware for us is the charger, and then the software is actually the codes that runs into the charger that allows seamless operation between all different robots, and then to allow turn off when safety comes to it. When we know that this is not the real charger or someone's trying to hack it, we must be able to turn it off. When we detect the battery that is not functioning properly, we need to turn it off, and we must have ability to learn through different kind of charging mechanism. So in the few years that we have actually adopted into over 100 different kind of models of robots, and that allow us to learn and continue to learn through our codes algorithm to adapt into different kinds of robots. How they park accurately, when they park not accurately, how do we tell them? When they park not accurately, how do we give them the energy that they need? These are all the things that the code learns through itself through many times of trial and error. So these are the database-driven design and database-driven coding.
Very exciting space to be in, indeed. Dr. Tong, perhaps you could also share with us, I know you mentioned a bit about interoperability earlier, some emerging trends in wireless charging.
Well, I think to allow this technology to be adopted into even more mobile robots, there are a few things that need to continue to improve. First, I think it's the size. So I think with the next generation mobile chips that's coming in, gallium nitride, silicon carbide, which is non-silicon based material, it's going to change how this charger looks like. It's going to reduce the size, and then it allows the frequency to go up and then reduce the size even more. I think size density is one of the key issues. Second one is the ability to adapt to the environment, which means all mobile chargers is going to charge at different environment. We have customers that uses this in a cold room where it's minus 20 degrees, in winter areas, in deserts, you know, next to the sea where, you know, the humidity is very high, like in Singapore. All of this will have different interaction with the battery. So I think the ability to be able to change the charging curve through AI is very important for the next generation charger, where we must be able to study the environment and then improve the charging curve so that the battery can have the best energy transfer to them as possible. So this is on top of the contactless charger that we have. We need to make the charger even more smarter.
Okay, I see this space as being in the intersection of the tech and energy sectors. So, speaking of environment, how do you think wireless charging is contributing to broader sustainability goals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I think in the beginning when we started to develop this technology, we realized that time all the mobile phone will have its own charger. So we realize it's a waste. Every time a new phone comes in, or even a new model comes in, we throw away all the old chargers. So I think wireless charger, because it's contactless, so there's no issue with the different contact. So it allows more efficient use of, you know, electromagnetics and also plastic materials to be deployed. So imagine if previously you need 7 chargers to charge 7 the robots. We now only need 1 charger to charge 7 robots. So that actually reduced significantly the rubbish you need to throw away. Mm. The second one is the charging curve that I mentioned earlier. If you can charge your battery in a more proper way, you actually can prolong the battery life, because we all know battery is not, when your battery depleted, it is going to go to your landfill, and this battery is very difficult to be recycled. So we should actually prolong the life of the battery as much as possible using this kind of next generation charger.
Okay. X-Energy is available, well, your solutions are sold in nearly 40 countries across Europe, America and Asia. How different is it, you know, the market here in Asia compared to the other regions that you're in?
I think in Asia, particularly, we are very susceptible to new technology. Mm. Whenever new technology comes in, we are usually quite open-minded to embrace it. It's not saying that in Europe and the US they don't. It's just that the cost of change is higher when it comes to mature environment. For example, in Europe, where industrial 4.0 and automation has been happening for the last 100 years. So to introduce something new, it takes a longer period of time for them to digest. For Asia, everything is new. So it's easier for them to accept something new. If it's wrong, we change and then we try again. I think this is one of the key differences that we see in Asia and in the rest of the world.
Okay, since your founding in 2018, I think you've grown quite a bit. And as I mentioned at the top of the interview, you've recently secured an investment from Wuri Venture Partners, which is a South Korea-based venture capital fund. You have partners in mobile robot companies and customers as well, system integrators, end users, and you're also in the EV space. So what's next for X-Energy?
Someone comes to us for space charging.
Space? Wow.
You imagine robots are running in space, they need a race to charge.
Is it so, Elon Musk?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think at this moment we will focus on what is on the Earth right now, but we are definitely exploring something on the space. Yeah.
Okay, very down to earth answer that one. Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Tong. He is CF Tong, founder and CEO of X Energy, a multinational corporation headquartered in Singapore, focusing on power management solutions. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.